This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Riley Smith. The future of the Food for Peace program is uncertain without U.S. aid. We'll have more right after this.
Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa.
Food for Peace, a 70-year-old program that was signed into law by President Eisenhower and championed by Kansas Senator Bob Dole, is now in question as President Trump moves to dismantle U.S. aid over concerns of alleged corruption and mismanagement. Looking to save Food for Peace, current Kansas Senator Jerry Moran has teamed up with other ag state lawmakers on new legislation.
To move Food for Peace from the turbulent USAID program and move it to the Department of Agriculture in an effort to prevent waste and bring the program closer to farmers that depend upon it.
The program bought more than $700 million of U.S.-grown farm foods in fiscal year 2023 alone. Moran says the USDA is best equipped to take over Food for Peace.
USDA has boots on the ground and the infrastructure already in place to support the logistics for food assistance. The agency understands how to move crops efficiently, sustainably, and quickly. This knowledge is indispensable when responding to international crises, where speed and reliability can mean the difference between life and death.
The program has fed more than 4 billion people in over 50 countries with U.S.-grown food since 1954, and it has also helped keep farmers afloat.
We produce more than we can consume in this nation, so without programs to export to, our ability to make a living in agriculture in Kansas and across the country disappears.
The food aid bill and billions in approved economic aid could be crucial to help farmers survive the new headwinds of grant freezes, staff and service cuts, and another possible tariff war. For this story and more, head over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.